presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil ended their adventures in Afghanistan by capturing the notorious bandit leader, the Maharaja of Ybor, and then helping Bob and Connie McGuire to find the buried jewels of the Genghis Khan. Now, their adventures over, we find Jim and Lil on a train bound for Calcutta. They have said their goodbyes to Bob and Connie at Fort Jamrud, and Jim has a fat check in his pocket from O.P. Watts, Connie McGuire's father. What lies ahead? The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As Jim and Lil near Calcutta, a messenger boards the train and hands Jim a sealed envelope.
Yes, it's from Colonel Scott at Calcutta, sir. He asked that it be delivered to you as soon as possible.
Jim, don't open it. You said you wanted to settle down, that you weren't interested in any more adventures.
Nonsense, Lil. I'm going to find out what Colonel Scott wants.
Oh, remember what you said. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Listen to this.
I don't want to listen.
It's from Colonel Scott, all right. Jungle Jim Bradley, as soon as you arrive in Calcutta, report to my office.
Oh,
the most dangerous job of your career awaits you.
That's what Scott's saying.
Keep quiet and listen, Lil. You have been picked to go after the ghost of the Java Seas.
The ghost of the Java Seas. Nothing doing, Jim. Give that note back to this messenger and tell him that you're not interested.
But I am interested. All right, messenger. There's no answer. I'll see Scott.
Thank you, sir.
Jim, what do you mean you'll see Scott? Why, you'll do nothing of the kind.
The ghost of the Java Seas. Lil? That sounds interesting. I wonder what it means.
Say, haven't you even been listening to me?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Then give me that message.
Say, don't grab so, Lil. It's not ladylike.
There are times when it doesn't pay to be a lady.
Hey, what's the idea of tearing that message up? Why, this may be
It won't be anything. Jim, a few minutes ago, you said that you were getting fed up with adventures. That you were going to settle down.
I don't remember saying anything of the kind.
You know darn well you did, and I'm going to hold you to it. You said you wanted a home. Decent meals.
Do I look as if I was starved to death?
Maybe not. But I'm tired of having my meals cooked over a campfire. I want some clothes and some of the comforts of civilization. I said that I'd see that you didn't go on any more adventures, and I meant it.
Okay, Lil. If you feel that way, I'll see Scott alone.
You'll do what?
I'll see Scott alone, Lil. I've always wanted to go down around Java and Borneo.
Jim, do you mean that you're going to take this job on?
Well, I'm going to talk to Scott anyway.
I might have known that you didn't mean what you said. You wanted a home.
Well, you needn't get so sore about it.
No? Well, get this and get it straight. Either you call that messenger back. He's on this train somewhere. You send word to Scott that you're not interested. Well, we're through, Jim.
Lil. Lil, you don't mean that.
Don't I? Are you going to send word to Scott that you're not interested?
No.
All right. Go on. Go to Java or Borneo or wherever it is. But you'll go alone.
Okay, if that's the way you want it.
If you think I'm going with you, you're crazy. Goodbye, Jim. This is the end.
If you change your mind, Lil, you'll find me at Scott's office. I'm going after the ghost of the Java Seas.
And now our scene shifts to the office of a large shipping company in Singapore, nearly 2,000 miles away. There we find four powerful owners of inter-island trading vessels seated around a conference table. The man speaking is Dutch Krantz, head of one of the companies.
Gentlemen, you know why we are here. Something must be done. There is only one man who can help us, and that is Jungle Jim Bradley.
Now what makes you think this man Bradley can do anything? So far, even the authorities have been powerless against the ghost.
Captain Brent, all of us have suffered losses. Some of us more than others.
Now, what do you mean by that?
The Honorable Krantz speaks only that which is true, Captain Brent. He has lost more than you, more than me.
Well, that may be true, huh? But I think we can fight this thing by ourselves. We don't need to bring in any outsider. What do you say, Smithers? You've as many ships as the rest of us.
I'm with Cranch. The ghost strikes at the dead of night and then disappears as though the blinking sea had swallowed him up. How can we fight him by ourselves?
We have tried to resist. All of us know what it means.
We lost not only our cargoes, but our blooming ships as well.
You have spoken well. If one resists, the ghost scuttles the ship after taking what he desires. Most unfortunate.
It's more than unfortunate, Lee Wong. You and I have lost more than either Smithers or Brent. Well, I'm not going to lose my business and do nothing.
Now wait, gentlemen. We're getting excited, and we should keep cool. Perhaps if we waited a few months, the Dutch or British governments will find this ghost.
They've been looking for that bounder 2 years, haven't they?
And in the meantime, I've lost one ship after another.
It is written that to ignore truth is sometimes worse than deception. We can neither ignore nor deceive ourselves. All will be out of business unless we act.
Oh, come now, Lee Wong. Things aren't that bad with you.
What's your objections to Cranch's plan, Brent?
Why, I haven't any objection.
Maybe you think if Wong and Cranch and myself were to fail, you'd get all the trading business yourself.
I resent that remark, Smithers.
The honorable gentleman, rashness is the faithful but unhappy parent of misfortune. We share misfortune together. Let us not be rash.
Now then, let's stop all this talk and do something, I says.
What do you say, Lee Wong?
Action would be more appropriate than talk. Mr. Krantz, what do you suggest in this unfortunate position?
I've already suggested Jungle Jim Bradley. If Captain Brent will let me, I will tell you my plans.
Well, go ahead, Krantz. I'm perfectly willing to listen.
Good. All of you appointed me to see the Dutch and English authorities last month.
An honorable choice.
Yeah, well, I saw them. My government could suggest nothing. But the English consul took me to a Colonel Scott who was in Singapore.
Well, what can an army man advise? We're fighting pirates.
Wait. He told me of Jungle Jim Bradley, a man who broke up a gang of river pirates in Malaysia, a gang of cutthroats in China, and another in Afghanistan.
So you want to bring him here?
Wait a minute, Brent. Let Cranch talk.
I want the four of us to put in $50,000 apiece. And with that money, bring Bradley here.
The plan is ridiculous.
50,000 American dollars would be little to pay for the task we ask.
I'd pay 100,000.
Very well, gentlemen. I seem to be voted down. But, Krantz, what makes you think you can get this Jungle Jim Bradley?
Colonel Scott told me it was possible.
Then it would be wise to act.
Where is this Bradley?
He'll be in Calcutta in a day or two. He may be there now.
Then perhaps you'd like to have me get in touch with my Calcutta office.
No. That won't be necessary, Brent. I've already taken care of that.
You mean that you've acted without our consent?
Well, it's time someone did something. Grant says my consent now.
He also is permitted to speak for me.
I see. All right, France. What have you done?
I've sent my daughter to Calcutta. She's there now. She has gone to bring back Jungle Jim Bradley. Wong and Smithers are with me. Brent, if you don't want to join us, I'll pay your share.
No, you won't. Brent will join.
No, the rest of you decided to go ahead. I'll stick. But I think you're going to a lot of needless expense for nothing.
Your decision to join us is most wise.
And he knows it.
I don't believe I understand what you two mean.
Unhappy misfortune has often been the lot of those who have refused to join with others for common good.
Is that a threat?
Merely a quotation from the writings of my ancestors, my friend. And a warning.
Will Jungle Jim accept the job and go after the ghost of the Java Seas? Back in Calcutta, Laura Krantz, Dutch Krantz's beautiful daughter, calls on Colonel Scott at the very time her father is outlining his plans to his fellow shippers.
This way, miss. Colonel Scott will see you now.
Thank you.
Right in here, please.
You are Colonel Scott?
Oh, yes, Miss Krantz. I've been expecting you.
I had a cable from your father this morning. Do sit down.
Thank you. Have you heard from Jungle Jim Bradley?
I expect him here momentarily. He arrived in Calcutta about an hour ago.
And he's coming here?
Yes, yes.
Colonel Scott, does that mean he'll help my father?
I don't know, Miss Krantz.
I beg your pardon. Colonel Scott, Jungle Jim Bradley is here.
Here? Now? Good. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
I say you're in a bit of luck, Miss Krantz.
Hello, Colonel Scott.
Well, Bradley, I'm glad to see you again. You did a splendid job in Afghanistan.
Oh, thanks, Colonel. It was touch and go there for a while, but we finally got Ebor.
I say, where's Mr. Brill?
You'll see her later, Colonel, but right
oh,
now...
Oh, yes. Frightfully sorry, Miss Krantz. May I present the man we were talking about? Jungle Jim Bradley. Bradley, this is Miss Laura Krantz.
Glad to meet you, Miss Krantz.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Mr. Bradley.
You should feel flattered, Bradley. This young lady has traveled nearly 2,000 miles to meet you.
2,000 miles? I don't understand.
Then let me explain briefly. You got my message?
Yes, of course, Colonel. I came as soon as possible.
This young lady's father is Captain Krantz, one of the biggest chippers engaged in trade among the islands of the Java Sea.
Java Sea? Then she's here about...
I've come to ask you for help, Mr. Bradley. Colonel Scott says you are the only man to go after the ghost of the Java Sea.
The ghost of the Java Sea? What does it mean? Who is this ghost?
A pirate who has robbed shippers of millions of dollars of cargo.
Oh, a pirate, eh?
I thought you'd be interested, Bradley. This man is even more dangerous than the famous Malay pirates who made Borneo their headquarters in the 15th century.
You will help us.
Well, I don't know what to say, Miss Krantz.
Bradley, I suggest that you let Miss Krantz tell you the entire story. After you've heard it, come back and talk to me.
Thank you, Colonel Scott.
Okay, it suits me. Miss Krantz, have you had your lunch?
Why, no.
Neither have I. Suppose I take your lunch. You can tell me the story while we eat.
I'd love it.
Then it's arranged. You'll see me later, Bradley?
Of course, this afternoon, if it's convenient with you.
Capital.
All right, Miss Krantz, let's be on our way. I'm starved.
And so am I, I'm afraid.
Here, use this door.
Look, you here?
I came to see Colonel Scott, not you. May I come in, Colonel?
Well, of course, Mr. Rose.
But, Lil...
We have nothing to discuss, Bradley. Goodbye.
Okay, if that's the way you feel. Our taxi is here, Miss Krantz. I'll see you later, Colonel.
I say, this is extraordinary. Is there anything wrong between you and Bradley?
Never mind that now, Colonel. Who's that blonde hussy he's with?
Why, her name is Laura Krantz. She's here to take Bradley back to Singapore, if he'll go.
So that's her little game, is it? Well, she won't get away with it. I'll see to that. Jim hasn't heard the last of me.
Is there a definite split between Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil? And what of the ghost of the Java Seas? Will Jungle Jim agree to help Laura Krantz and her father? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.